The third point. That's game. You gotta go in, wire to wire, you know, beat them 30-17. You know, win that game by a couple scores, be convincing, button up, no turnovers from Wilson. You know, get some pressure on Wilson. I'm not sure. That can't be a game where Wentz doesn't fall. That has to be a game where the Seattle defense gets three or four sacks, gets a couple of turnovers. And frankly, you know, there's just no evidence to think that the Eagles are going to go in there and play a great game. Good, I'll... 3-6-1. They beat the Giants in a hideous game. They beat the Niners in a game that everybody was out. They tie the Bengals. It's been up. Really, I would expect
that
Seattle
goes in there and takes care of the business that they need to. All right, we'll see if, I think, Mahomes will get the better of Brady tomorrow. Don't know if it'll be close, don't know. Last week, the two best games on paper both ended in overtime. We had a good Sunday. We're hoping for a good Sunday this week. One of those teams that played in that overtime game was Tennessee. They've got the Colts this week in Indy. Both teams come in with the same record. Who's got the leg up going into that game with you?
So, I was at the AFC South, and I see that game is a big Indianapolis play. If they came up with a breaker, I don't see any way Tennessee will take me. You look at the schedule, it's not exactly a really tough road for the Colts, right? Like, they just beat Green Bay, you look down the stretch, a lot of games they can win. Tennessee starts to play back. But that game to me, that's ball for the big win. And then the other game that I want to believe is Kansas City and Tampa. Kansas City, you know, they really need that game. In a lot of ways, they fight for their own conference. So, if the Chiefs are trying to keep touch with Pittsburgh, Kansas City is going to win. They're going to get that one. I'm very curious to see how long it is. I'm with you. I think it's a good game. I just think that's a big problem.
Talking to you guys in Thanksgiving mode. Hit me up at 855-212-4227. Sherman. This is Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We got them see one with nature in the desert rogue, go snowshoeing in Alaska rogue, or take the long way home just because kind of rogue. Just a question, but with five available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new Super Reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue, now with the most shared safety features and it's fun.
Thank you. or CBS.
Jody Mack is Zach Gelb on this Thanksgiving Thursday here on CBS Sports Radio. Close the rest of the way. I'll try and get as many of you guys in. If you call, I'll squeeze in.
I'm telling you, I'll get the job done. Sometimes if I step up and get the job done, I won't get all my calls in tonight. 855-324-67. One programming note for my boxing, fellow boxing fans out there. Nick, if you're producing for me next Saturday, you've got to remember this. Got a great boxing match coming up, not just Saturday, but the following Saturday. Big showdown. Philadelphia's own Danny Garcia, who I've seen fight many a time. Interviewed him. Good kid. Quality champion. Earl Spence Jr. goes up against Danny Garcia next Saturday night, December 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. That one's on pay-per-view. Buy now on foxsports.com/pay-per-view, and then you can watch it on any screen. If you're filling out your sports calendar for the next couple of weeks, next Saturday, Garcia versus Spence on Fox pay-per-view. That's foxsports.com/pay-per-view, and then you can watch it on any screen that you so desire. All right, back on the line, Kareem in California is on CBS Sports Radio. Yo, Kareem.
Hey, how you doing, Jay Mack? Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you and the guys there.
Same to you, brother. What do you got on your mind today on Thanksgiving?
Man, you know, you were touched on in the earlier segment about the two Thanksgiving games we have today. Both very disappointing snoozers, and I agree with you. They need to work out another format, eliminate the Lions and the Cowboys, you know, play each other or, you know, put some teams out there that we can really be interested in. I mean, I found myself, me and my wife, watching the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion where Will was able to reconnect with the fisherman and Viv. That was more interesting than both of those games combined.
I am not surprised. I was tempted. It was a family gathering, and it wasn't my house. I went up to my mother-in-law's house, so I
was
in my usual remote control mode that I am. But, oh, I was tempted. A couple times I felt myself reaching for the remote control thing. Oh, man, this just is unwatchable. I got to get off.
Yeah. Well, you know, to add to it, I think, you know, what they need to do